Without going, oh my God. Oh my God, you guys. God, you guys, we've been talking and had no idea that we were not live. 6 minutes we've been going. 6 minutes we have been gabbing about so many things and not a single person has heard them. Oh my God, and that was some good commentary, man.
Oh my God, you guys missed some good, stuff. I mean, really good stuff. Now we have to go back.
Oh my God. Okay.
Thank you,
Melanie H, who's like, can't wait to hear the dirt on RD. Yeah, we already talked about it.
Yeah, we did.
Each other.
It was really great. It was good stuff. You guys missed it all.
Oh my God. I cannot believe we did that. We've been talking for 6 minutes.
No, I'm sorry. I can't believe you did that. That was you.
We have to start over now.
It requires a button that you have to push, Mock. It's a button. She didn't push the button, you guys.
Great comments.
I saw the countdown. What the hell happened?
I don't know, because the countdown usually just makes it go, you know, live.
And they said that I'm hazy. They said, why am I blurry
to me now? Too.
Why am I blurry?
I don't know.
Why
is everything shut down? Did you shut everything down?
I mean,
shut all your tabs.
Why you am guys. I fuzzy?
Oh my God.
Okay, am I still fuzzy?
No, now you're okay. You're all right.
That's all weird, right. You guys. Why am I hazy daisy? Hazy daisy.
Okay, so what did we talk about? Holy crap. We talked all about right. so many
well,
things.
What is the first thing that we talked about?
The dentist.
And she's really,
we talk like 2 minutes about her dentist experience and how much she hates hygienists.
In my file.
Yes, that's right. She talked about how she hates, she doesn't hate the dentist because the dentists are completely fine, but she does hate hygienists. So if you're
I don't hate them personally. I hate what they do to my face.
Right. She does. That's right. So in her personal file at the dentist there, she walks in and the hygienists are like, oh, I see here that you hate us.
Every single time.
Right.
And you guys, I only go once about every 4 and 5 years. And then I have these perfect checkups, which always angers my dentist because he's like, you really need to come every 6 months. And I'm always like, but why? My checkups are perfect. And then he gets mad. And we have this whole thing every single time. And then I hate going. And so I don't go. And the cycle repeats itself. And it's repeating itself this afternoon. And I have
And it's like, why do I need to come every 6 to 12 months if I have perfect teeth? And he's like, you need to floss more. And it's like, well, why do I need to floss more if I have perfect teeth?
Exactly.
It's like, are you just making crap up as you go? Like, what's the problem? I hate going to the dentist too. I'm not a fan of going to the dentist. I don't personally hate my dentist. And I don't hate the hygienists like Mock do.
I don't hate them personally.
I know.
I just hate their role. You know what I mean?
I'm sure they talk about you when you leave.
Oh, I know they do. I know they talk about
me. So anyway, we talked about that. And then we talked about Ron DeSantis's giant balls again.
Yeah, we talked about him again.
So there was that. Yeah.
Well, the reason we talked about him is because, first of all, I've got like 6 like clips of him to play in today's radio show because I've already been so excited about him after I saw him on Hannity. But then after I was already like, oh, Ron DeSantis, then this morning I read that he is pardoning or providing clemency to every single person in Florida who has ever had a mask or other COVID-related violation, like if it's a business owner that got cited for being open when they weren't supposed to, or if somebody got like a mask violation or social distancing violation, he's like, not in my state. No, everybody that's had a charge of that, you can just forget that charge ever existed because I am Ron DeSantis. You're welcome.
Yeah, he's got these. That's completely fantastic. I love this so much. This is why people love him. He's got the giant cojones, you guys. And I need to know if somebody has alerted Ron DeSantis of Mock's love for him.
Please don't, because I don't want a restraining order. Please.
Another one. Doesn't want another restraining order against her. Yes. So anyway, that's happening. So the Ron DeSantis stuff is happening. And do we need to talk about MyPillow? Since I don't think they heard about MyPillow.
Yes, because that's the other thing we talked about.
We talked about MyPillow as well.
You've got your stepson is getting married.
Yes.
And so you are like perfect present right here.
Uh-huh. So I want to get them at least two sets of MyPillow towels. And I'm sure they don't listen to this this early in the morning because they're, you know, late 20s. They're on the way to work doing the things. But I don't think it's going to ruin the surprise. And if it does ruin the surprise, I really don't care because I'll probably get them two sets of towels and a couple other things anyway, because I'm so excited that they're getting married in August, you guys, because then they're going to get married and then they're going to have the babies.
Oh my God.
They're going to have babies to munch on because there's going to be babies. And so they're going to have the babies. And so I'm going to get them at least two sets of these towels because they're fantastic. So it's a great, great wedding present. I think it's a great shower present.
It's a present for any occasion.
Right. Because they're a great. Anyway, so right now they're regularly. How much are they regularly? Like 110,
109 something.
Right. So they're now $44.98. You can get them with our code. $44.98.
You guys. But only if you call 1-800-875-0513 or go to MyPillow.com. Use that code. And that code, by the way, will get you discounts on all kinds of other things at MyPillow. And everything there is like amazing.
Oh my gosh. Christine got four sets of towels for her kids for Christmas already. That's, oh my, she is one of those early shoppers. You are my hero.
Because she needs to use the code right now and get in on that code action. Mm-hmm. Because that's great. They're the best.
It's a great idea to like shop early for Christmas. It's a great idea.
Yes. I'm so sorry, you guys. Like everybody's like, I can't believe you were late. 6 minutes late. We talked and talked.
I cannot believe we did that. Okay.
The other thing that we talked about before we realized that we weren't talking to anybody was that the Ellen DeGeneres show is donezo after this season, after 19 seasons. Now that everybody knows she's not the nice, nice person we've all thought she was. She's actually kind of not nice.
I cannot believe she's been on the air for 19 years. 19 years, you guys.
God, and she's trying to say it's not because of all the hullabaloo from last year where everybody found out she's not nice, but I kind of feel like it is about the hullabaloo. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So. Because she's all like, I meant to do this at 19 years. Like it was on purpose because 19 is some magic number. No, it's not. It's not a magic number. There's no magic.
Like if you always thought, oh my God, I'm going to run this until 20 years, that would make sense.
Right.
But nobody says in advance with forethought, mm-hmm. I'm going to end after 19 seasons. That just does not, that's
no,
not.
You don't do that.
Mm-mm.
You don't.
Also, you're a Chick-fil-A fan, do not panic, but there is a Chick-fil-A sauce shortage. And now if you go to Chick-fil-A, you only get one sauce per entree. So just, and listen, as we all know, Chick-fil-A sauce is infrastructure. I don't know why there hasn't been a government bill about this yet.
Right. And I don't, well, probably because it's Chick-fil-A, right?
Right.
It's a more right wing thing. At least people think it is. But I do blame the Biden administration for this.
You should.
Because there's shortages that we're seeing crop up now. And, you know, when it comes to the gas and wood and other things, I mean, things that are happening with building materials and whatnot. So I blame the Biden administration. They're to blame for this. Mm-hmm. So when there starts being outrage and mayhem in the streets because of, you know, Chick-fil-A sauce, it's Biden's fault, you guys. We do know who to blame. I mean, don't you find it interesting that all this crap is happening 5 months into this administration?
I mean, it's just so predictable. I mean, what did we say was going to happen? We basically said all of this stuff was going to happen.
I did, but I didn't think it would happen 5 months in.
I know.
I mean, that's the thing. I'm just like, seriously, 5 months? Wow.
It's terrifying.
What's going to happen like in 2 years in? What is this country going to look like 2 years in?
Well, remember what I told you Jill Biden said yesterday? Jill Biden. Did I tell you this? What? No. Jill Biden said with her black coat and her red heels?
No, you didn't tell me this.
Okay, so I should show you this because on Twitter, I saw this tweet of Jill Biden's Dr. Jill Biden.
Dr. Jill.
Nice. God knows you can't leave off
you
the
can't.
Doctor.
You got to call her doctor, you guys.
You got to call her Dr. Jill. Mm-hmm. And
people are saying Venezuela. Please don't tell me that she said Venezuela. Please don't.
Maybe she did. I don't know. But that's not the tweet I'm talking about.
Okay.
The tweet I'm talking about is this picture of her walking across the White House like porch thingy in her black coat with her red heels.
Right.
So it's this lovely picture taken of her from behind. It was tweeted. She tweeted it on April 29th. But I thought, in light of everything that's happening, I retweeted it just yesterday because her caption says 100 days. We're just getting started. And I feel like that's a threat and that Twitter safety needs to take it down.
I think
because
it is too.
If she's saying there's more of this awfulness to come,
yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's a legitimate threat. That
is a threat
of terror.
It is a threat. I absolutely 100% agree with you. Because look at Georgia right now. I mean, we got family that lives down there. It's like they're all like, we can't get gas. Lady. Yeah, she's fine. It's nice that she and her husband are fine. It's interesting. Yeah, it is kind of like Venezuela. Venezuela. I'm sorry, Venezuela. As AOC would say it, Venezuela. She would say it. Hey, it's the chicks here, Mock and Daisy, coming at you talking about AMAC.
AMAC. Oh, how I love thee. Let me count the ways. Do you remember when like I was about to turn 50? It was probably a few months ahead of me turning 50. And all of a sudden I get bombarded with crap from AARP.
Oh,
first
I remember.
Of all, I was like, why you gotta remind me that I'm getting old? Why you gotta do that?
Totally remember. Yeah. And now you've got AMAC, which is an alternative to that. It's the fabulous alternative, which aligns with our values.
It does. And so right now we are big into cancel culture. I don't know if you guys have noticed that, but like everybody is getting canceled.
Right.
And so I kind of think it's a nice way to fight back a little bit and cancel out AARP.
Yeah, I love
cancel it too.
Cancel
AARP and get yourself some AMAC.
Mm-hmm. And you get yourself some really good discounts and really good member benefits for a really, really low price every year. Yeah, what you'd spend on like three lattes, you guys. So check it out. It's amac.us/chicks.
amac.us/chicks. Check them out today. Patrick Trippi, I'm so sorry that you're having such a terrible time being forced to watch a video that you don't want to watch.
Poor Patrick.
Oh my God, what are we going to do with
your heart? Bless your little
He's
heart.
Like, you guys are idiots. I'm going to keep the stars.
Oh, you're going to keep the, you're going to keep the stars.
Somehow.
You're going to keep them all to yourself. Such a big boy.
Such a
big boy, Patrick. You just found your way in here and you can't find your way out. Somebody show him his way.
How are we going to survive without the stars?
I don't know, Mock. That was a pretty good insult, though. After 13 years, it's pretty good. We put guys in prison, Patrick. Try again.
Oh, my God. All right. So we should I have TikToks to show you that are actually fun, but also very, very political that I think that people will like. But first, we need to talk about this Chrissy Teigen hullabaloo. You guys, I never thought I would see a headline that included the names Chrissy Teigen, Courtney Stodden, and Candace Owens all in one headline. That's just not a group you would expect to see.
Right. And I just want to point out that liberals like Patrick think that Chrissy Teigen is like the best thing ever.
Oh, yeah.
They just deify and love Chrissy Teigen, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Remember, because she was the one who just loved and trolled Donald Trump.
That's right.
They didn't love, but they love to troll Donald Trump. They are loved and adored. She is loved and adored by liberals.
So she's
the darling. Just remember that as we talk about the story. She is the darling of liberals.
Remember when she took the break, and it was just a couple months ago, she took the Twitter break because she was like, I just can't deal with the mean tweets. And like, people are so mean, and it's just so mean, you guys. And it's too negative. And I just have to get out. I think it lasted 3 weeks, 3 or 4 weeks. She made it without being.
Oh, wow. Was that long
to come back? Yeah. It wasn't very long at all.
Wow.
Wasn't long at all. So she came back, and then, Courtney Stodden, who, you know, she's a troubled young woman. I think that's a good way to put it.
Yeah, I'd say that she's troubled. She married that guy from the Green Mile when she was 16. He was 51. You know, it's kind of weird.
She was very, very skanky back in the day. You know what I mean?
Right. And now she's doing the pronoun thing. She's like a they, there, beep, bop, boop, you know?
Yeah.
She's just
a little out there. I think she's trying to jumpstart a singing career, maybe. I don't know. I mean, she still has ginormous boobs that she likes to show a lot. Yeah, so,
okay. Well, whatever.
That's kind of what I know about her.
And so, but everybody, there's a lot of girls like that, right?
Yeah. I mean, that's like a typical influencer sort of
dime a dozen. Mm-hmm. Blonde, very you know, awesome voluptuous. Yeah, exactly.
Yes.
It's like the thing. Yeah.
But apparently back in 2020, she did, and I actually watched it this morning. She did an Instagram video about the abuse that she took from Chrissy Teigen, who I don't know why, but when Chrissy Teigen was an adult, which, you know, she has been for some time. And when Courtney Sutton was 16 and a minor, essentially, mm-hmm. Yep. Chrissy Teigen decided to set her Twitter sights on Courtney Stodden to encourage her to kill herself.
Right.
And she said awful, awful things to her, just basically wishing for her death regularly. It was really weird. And
it
obsessive.
Is weird. It is. It was weird. It is obsessive. Like she went after her and she's like, I want to just keep like going after her. And she's not the only one. That's the thing that's weird and bothersome about Chrissy Teigen. It's like she's not the only one that she did this to.
Oh, I thought you meant she's not the only one to harass Courtney Stodden.
No, Chrissy Teigen.
Courtney said there were others, but that Chrissy Teigen was the absolute worst.
Yeah, no, what I'm saying is Chrissy Teigen has done this to other people.
Oh, yeah. She's been horrific to people. She's said
awful.
Horrible things to people.
Yeah, she's told other people that they should die.
Mm-hmm. Sarah Palin being one of them.
Right.
Yeah.
And then it's like she's told other people that they should just die. I mean, it's like...
She told Lindsay Lohan that and said, Lindsay adds a few more slits to her wrists when she sees Emma Stone. I mean, she's just vile. That was back in 2011. So, anyway, she's been awful on Twitter. People have fallen in love with her for it. And so, I don't know what prompted Candace Owens to remind the world that Chrissy Teigen said these things to Courtney Stodden, but she did. She called her out like a couple of days ago and said, Look at how Chrissy Teigen treated a 16-year-old girl. And, you know, it's unacceptable and she's never apologized and she needs to apologize. And so ultimately, Chrissy Teigen was prompted to apologize by Candace Owens to Courtney Stodden. She released a public apology on Twitter saying that she feels terrible, that she was a horrible, self-involved, attention-seeking troll. That's what she called herself.
Oh my God.
And that she felt terrible and that she had tried to get a hold of Courtney, you know, personally and privately, but also wanted to apologize publicly because that's where she harassed her.
But that was a lie.
Stodden says,
she
tried to reach me personally.
Right. She lies.
She's a liar.
Yeah. So she's a liar about that. So she comes out to everybody and says, I'm just a terrible, terrible person. And I try to apologize. But no, you didn't.
Yeah.
You didn't do that.
You didn't do that. You did not do that.
Yeah.
So in any case, that it's kind of awesome. And now that the apology came out, Candace Owens is doubling down and saying, you're a hypocrite. You don't mean any of this. We all know that you don't mean any of this. So take a seat is basically what Candace Owens is saying.
And again, she's the darling of the left.
Yeah.
These people deify her and prop her up. She's gotten all these deals. She has like a deal at Target now. She's selling all this garbage at Target. Mm-hmm. You know, I hope she loses that deal.
Yeah.
I hope she does. She won't. But I mean, this is the thing again with the, you know, you say this all the time. We reward bad behavior.
We she always like, do as a society.
She is the poster woman for bad behavior. She's out there trash talking and being a biatch to all these people. And the left is constantly talking about, you know, bullying and don't be mean to people. And Donald Trump is a big fat bully. This is the thing. They went on this tirade for 4 years about how he's this giant bully. Have you seen Chrissy Teigen? Have you seen her? Like she's the one, she and her husband who has had like one hit song. I'm sorry. I know you like his song, but I can't stand that guy. It's like she and her husband who basically she's gotten her fame from her husband. She gets out there every day during his presidency and was just pummeling him and pummeling him and pummeling him. And it was this constant, he's a bully. He's a bully. He's a bully. Seriously? And so he gets kicked off of Twitter and that biatch is still there.
And she's still got all of her sponsorships and whatnot.
And not only sponsorships, but she's got like deals with Target. Do you think she's ever gotten kicked off of Twitter for telling people to kill themselves? No. I mean, this is the thing that's so asinine to me. Everything is upside down. Everything is backwards in this country. Everything drives me insane.
Do you want the CIA choosing their personnel based on intersectionality or based on competence? I'm Sarah Carter. On the latest Sarah Carter Show, I'll discuss how identity politics are endangering our nation. I'll also be joined by Tiffany Smiley, the amazing wife of a wounded warrior who is now running for the U.S. Senate in Washington State. Subscribe to the Sarah Carter Show wherever you get your podcasts.
Okay, I know we've shown this guy before. This is Captain Deplorable, and he does the amazing Trump impersonation. So
yes,
this is Trump explaining how many licks it takes to get to the center of a Tootsie Pop.
How many licks does it take to get to the center of a Tootsie Pop? We're talking about a lot of people, and they're beautiful people. They want to know the answer to a very important question. How many licks does it take to get to the center? And we're talking about it. We looked at it, and we looked at it closer than anybody's ever looked at anything before. And we found out that it takes 45 licks, the greatest number, 45th president, great person. 45 licks to get to the center of a Tootsie Pop. We're talking about the greatest. It's got chocolate on the inside of the lollipop. It's going to take you 45 licks. Unless your name is, of course, frankly, Rosie O'Donnell. It takes her one lick because she just inhales everything inside. One lick for Rosie, 45 licks for everybody else. It's like Neil Armstrong. One small step for man, one giant leap for mankind. Believe me.
Believe me.
Believe him.
Oh, my God. That guy is awesome.
Okay. And then the last one is that, do you remember Half Black Conservative? She has changed her name on TikTok to her actual real name, which I unfortunately cannot pronounce. But I love her.
Okay.
And this is true. Like, there's a new Kellogg's cereal box that she is talking about in this video. This, again, it's for children, so just remember that when you watch.
So Kellogg's has released a cereal that is based around LGBTQ pride, and on of the box, it is asking your children to pick their pronouns.
Because there's nothing like a little bit of woke propaganda and indoctrination to go along with your kid's morning bowl of cereal. And just in case your kid doesn't subscribe to he, him, she, her, or they, them, there's a little slot to add your own pronouns. I guess Kellogg's is just another name that we can add to the list of woke companies trying to use their brand virtue signal.
It's ridiculous. So
what a bunch of bullshit.
So it's Amalaya Kunobi is her name. Amalaya Kunobi. I hope I'm saying that even a tiny bit right.
I cannot with this garbage. I'm just so over this. I swear.
Right? It's insane.
Oh my God. For kids, these are like little itty bitty kids.
Yeah.
What is wrong with you?
I saw that and I'm just like, seriously.
And that was Kellogg's, right?
Mm-hmm.
You know, parents should be writing letters. They should be like tweeting. They should seriously. This is outrageous.
Yeah,
outrageous.
Or just never buy that cereal.
Right. Seriously, kids, let kids be kids. God, this stuff drives me crazy.
Yeah. And speaking of which, we were going to mention Busy Phillips about how we're going to do our next week's podcast on her. Because the headline, we're not going to get into it now because we're going to do a deep dive on this next week. But Busy Phillips has a 12-year-old daughter who 2 years ago, at the age of 10, came out as gay.
This is what she's saying happened. Yes.
Yeah. And then that wasn't enough for Busy Phillips. She wasn't getting enough attention, apparently. And so now she has announced that her daughter is femme-presenting non-binary.
I don't even know what that means. I don't even know what that is. Yeah. So we're going to do a deep dive on that next week on that. And a lot of these celebrities who have, it's weird because a lot of these celebrities have children who present as other things.
It's so weird. How that happens.
It is really. So we're going to talk a little bit about that, but kids should be kids, you guys. Kids should be kids. And you know what? And not only that, but yeah. And I shouldn't have to say out loud that cereal shouldn't be sexualized. It's cereal.
I know. What in the world?
Oh my God. Anyway, my blood pressure is going up. Bring it in and have a fantastic Thursday. It's Thursday, right? It's Thursday?
Yes.
God, I can't believe it's Thursday already.
I know.
Wow. You guys. Okay. Have a fantastic day. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
Bye.
everybody.
Joe Manchin says no to D.C. statehood, and Joe Biden says no to taking off his mask around other vaccinated people. I'm Greg Corumbus. Join Jim Garrity of National Review and me each weekday for the Three Martini Lunch podcast. We'll bring you the good, bad, and crazy news for conservatives, and we'll have a lot of fun, too. Subscribe to the Three Martini Lunch wherever you get your podcasts.